start getting the final sanding done on it so I can start thinking about putting a finish on that guitar. And let's see, what else is going on? That's about the worst of it. I don't really have much shopping to do. I think we do have a meeting this morning with our stockbroker, so it'll be interesting to see what our portfolio is doing when we chat with them. And being the stock market's been a bit of a roller coaster lately, so we'll see what we get or where we are. Not too worried about it. So things have been looking pretty good, so what the heck. And with that, that's about all I got. Hey, hi to Jane there, of course, and thanks for doing the net this morning. It seemed like it was kind of short notice, so thanks for stepping up and jumping in, and we will catch you later. 73, this is KD7, Papa Whiskey Bravo, Dave, the High Desert Pirate Radio. Everybody have a great day.
Okay, thanks there, Dave. And, yeah, you have a good day there, too. And, okay, yeah, I see what happened. Okay, anyway, yeah. Well, good luck with the stockbroker. It's been a roller coaster, so, keep an open mind. So, anyway, you and Sam have a great day there, and we will talk to you later. Thanks much. Okay, and Mike, if you were in there, KB8BMY, I've got you on the list here, so we'll call for you after James, WQ7H. Great seeing you this weekend, James. How are you today?
WQ7H, I'm James. Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day. We have hard shadows. It's blue sky, sunshine. I have 46 degrees on my deck. And Hazel's ready for her breakfast, so we'll get her taken care of here momentarily. I just got back from the Yakima Fruit Market. We got our supplies to do beef stew. We'll get that started in a couple hours here. We'll do it in a slow cooker. And in the meantime, I'm doing a little kitchen cleanup. I'm going to go and do some banking. That'll keep me busy. So with that, we'll wish everyone a fabulous day. Be well, be safe. We'll check in with Jack later. This is James, wishing everyone a beautiful day. Be well, be safe. Don't burn. WQ7H.
Okay, thanks, sir. Thanks, sir, James. And I always wait for your chicken, so I know what we're going to have for dinner tonight. Beef stew. All right. Thank you, sir. You've done our menu for us today. You know, I would really appreciate it if you could get the whole week laid out for me instead of just day by day. So, anyway, you have a great day there, James, and we'll talk to you later. Okay. Take care. All right, Mike, how you doing down there in Lacey? KB8BMY. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry for the confusion. You called for internet stations, and I thought, okay, I'll check in. But I heard something like tripping the repeater, and I thought it was somebody trying to check in, so that's why I held off. And then finally I thought it's probably just some random random noise or something, so I thought I'd take a shot at it. And by then, I think you came back on. And so I was probably overlapped you by a little bit. But anyway, other than that, we're having a good morning here. Just a quiet morning. I'm plunking on the computer and relaxing, having a cup of coffee. And wow, it looks like a beautiful morning starting. It's 38 degrees, probably hugging 40 now. When I woke up, it was 38. Kind of like yesterday or the day before where we had almost 70. And they're calling for 67 degrees, but I think it'll probably be close to 70. So it's kind of my routine when I'm off. I kind of come up here, have a cup of coffee, and plunk around on the computer, and then get a few things done around the house. I kind of have the same pattern, I've noticed. And then probably head out into the woods this afternoon, and by then it'll be nice and warm and what have you. So that's kind of what we're doing today. And we're off this week. I'll be back probably Monday, and then we'll be doing our regular thing there with the truck. But anyway, just a nice relaxing morning, so it's real nice. And it's nice to see spring here too. Wow, it's really something. Yesterday afternoon I had the scooter out and I was bopping around on that. But I did notice the scooter is a lot of fun, but you don't get a lot of exercise on it. So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll head out to a far off trail, and then I'll get on the trail and I kind of walk the scooter. And it's funny, people will pass me by and they'll all say the same thing. They'll say, "That's a really neat scooter. Did you run out of power?" I'm like, "No, I'm trying to get exercise. I just use it to get out here." So it's kind of funny. But the trail over on 41st, it's not too far, but by the time you get out there, that's you've already taken a pretty good walk. And so it's kind of fun to zip out there. And some people actually drive their cars out there. They'll park and then they'll walk on the trail. So I use my scooter or a bicycle. I think my bike can go out there and do that too. I'll probably be on the bike this afternoon. But anyway, that's about it. Having a good morning. Good to hear you running the net. Thanks for running the net. And that's about it. I'll pass it back to you. Hope everyone's having a good morning. 7-3 from Lacey, KV8 BMY.
Well, good morning there to you, Mike. And yeah, have a good day. That would be funny to see somebody walking one of those out there. Yeah, you need the exercise. You go there to get the exercise and not, yeah, and the scooter just gets you there. So that's good. Too bad you can't lock it up someplace where it would be safe and then just walk and come back to get it. So yeah, we have one of those walking trails right close to here. It's about this. We just call it down the hill because we're on a bit of a hill here, but we go down the hill and there's a parking area, and then the Rails to Trails trail that goes past the Seahawk Training Center along the edge of Lake Washington. So that's a great place to go walk or bike or whatever you want to do down there. So we go down there and walk quite a bit. So anyway, you have a good day, and thanks for stopping by there, Mike. Hey, this is Jim. I'm K7PDZ sitting in for Rebecca this morning. So let's go out there and open it up to anybody and everywhere, any place around here. That seems to be, this might be, if you're in the Seattle area, a 1,000-watt Thursday. So if you're on RF, pump up the power if you've got it. And otherwise, who wants to be next? Call sign and name, please.
With Delta, Michael.
Oh, Bremerton.
Okay, we got Michael in there, and we got KJ7RJT. We got JR in there. That's not right, but I've got you there, JR, so we'll be back to you. And who's next, please?
WB. This is Rich.
Okay, we got you there, Rich, Mexico. Who's next, please? Cross line and name, please.
Hi, Jim. KG7FWB with an IO.
Okay, got you there, Bill. Thank you. Sorry about the delay there. I had to adjust my radio just a bit here. We got Bill with an IO. I forgot to write that one down. Your IO. Good morning there, Bill. And who's next, please?
K3OE.
Got you there, Rich, the other Rich. So let's go with this one, with this list right here, and see what we can do. Michael, you're up. Whiskey Alpha 7, Alpha Delta.
Hey, good morning to you, Jim, and also say a pleasant good morning to Jane. I was going to say she's my favorite person from the Carolinas, but I guess she's the only person I know from the Carolinas. Whiskey Alpha 7, Alpha Delta, Michael here in Kirkland. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, like someone said. It's just, many people have said, it's lovely. It's been that way for about 3 or 4 days. Oh, I have so many topics I could talk about. Jim, excuse me. You live up on a hill, so that's a perfect spot for an HF antenna, Jim. I know I'm giving you a hard time about that. You talk about the Seahawks, and every time someone mentions their facility, I had a claim there once, electrical claim. I did claims for 37 years, and Their three-phasing motor's burned up, and people don't know the electrical code requires when you put in a three-phase motor, you have to have single-phasing protection. If it misses one phase, it'll keep turning until it melts down, and the motors didn't have that. But they're not the first person to have that problem. So anyway, Spinney Homestead Park, stop for a second. Anyway, I used to live up in that neighborhood, and also I had a little team that practiced there. And we, it wasn't even a park then. It was just rough land. It was terrible. The ball hit a rock and careened some different way. But it was actually named after a guy named Spinney, Reuben Spinney. And that's where he homesteaded. And the thing was a barrel pit for I-405 next door. And they took dirt out of it and rock and sand and used it on the freeway. And so they left that hole in the ground. It's about 10 feet deep. But it, now the city's leveled it and grass and picnic tables and a walking paved walking area around it. Nothing like when I was up there looking at it. My son lives right near it, too. So that's kind of interesting history. You know, you talk about low... I'm going to drop again for a second. A little fog in my throat, I guess, Jim. Snow. I found in all my years of skiing that the amount of snowfall doesn't affect what happens in the summer. It does affect irrigation. The lowest snowfall year I remember was 76, winter 77. And I drove over the North Cascades Highway on Washington's birthday. We still celebrate it then. And took a photograph of 1 inch of snow on the side of the road. They never closed it that year. It didn't snow. I didn't ski that winter. I think Alpental opened for a week or two at the end of March when they got a snowfall, but it was really rough. But we didn't have a bad fire season that year. The worst fire season I remember was 1970. They were taking volunteers and burned 750,000 acres. And that was snow, great snow year. We skied well that year. Anyway, that's enough of that. Yellow and brown. So when I was much younger, I hiked over to Holden Village in about 1980 across the pass. And if you stay there, they have a really low water supply. And they they had that motto, or whatever you call it, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And because they were really short of water, and this wasn't because it was low snow. They just didn't have a good water system at that camp. It was a non-dimensional Christian or Lutheran or whatever you would call a camp. There's a whole history on that. And the mine over there, the House Sound Mining Company. But anyway, that's all my topics I heard someone bring up, and I thought I'd mention, Jim. And say hi to Jane again, and thanks for doing that. You always do a great job. Really appreciate it. Back to you, sir. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta.
Wait for the repeater to reset there, but we'll take a chance there. Well, thank you there, Michael. I'm going to keep it short. There we go. You had so many topics. I had a couple I was going to comment on, and I forgot what they are now. Talk on it. I need to write this stuff down. Anyway, you have a good day, and I'm going to think of some of this stuff. I'll talk to you later about it. Anyway. All right, let's go over to Bainbridge Island. JR, how are you doing this morning? KJ7RJT, I think I have your call sign right, but I think I blew it. Good morning. Go ahead. Go for it.
Well, as Tammy would say, I know the call sign is Kilo Julius 7 is Lima. And Bainbridge is Bremerton. So, there, we got our QTH down. Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, the sun is out. And this has been a very pleasant week. I'm here, sad to hear this. But... at a Lions convention Friday and Saturday in coming home Sunday anyway, so I won't have to worry about rain. I'll be inside most of the time. So I will take my D75 and step out and see if I can get anybody. Anyway, we're here just doing a little house, whatever, laundry, and getting suitcase packed and cat off to a doctor's appointment. And she'll be back in a little while, and I'm just listening to the net. Let me drop. So, as the Kitsap amateur radio president in Bremerton and our ham fest in October, I, if everybody wants to go check the prizes out, our tickets are for sale. And we are going to be having a good time for Hamfest, and I would like if everybody will check out our website and get the lowdown on all the prizes. There's three really good, nice prizes going on, and so I just wanted to put that advertisement. That's a good advertisement. So you're doing Rebecca's net there, darn. I had a good one for her. The good one is, why did the cow cross the road to get to the other, silo. Get to the other silo. All right. Well, thanks for doing the net there, sir. And, yes. KJ7 RJL, and we will say 7-3, and everybody have a good morning.
Hey, thank you there, JR. Yes, well, see, I had the B, the Bremerton and Bainbridge. I had the B right. You know that, and I know it was on the other side of the water. So anyway, hey, I had an answer to that, and I thought it was going to be to get to the utter side of the road. The utter side. Oh, I know that's really bad too, so anyway. Hey, have a good time at your convention there, and pack wisely. Anyway, yeah, have a good time. Well, thanks for stopping by, JR. Always appreciate hearing from you. All right, let's go down south, way down south, Mexico. Rich, how you doing this morning? WB7J.
Hey, Jim, good morning to you. Rich, WB7J, San Miguel, Mexico. Well, let's see, a couple of stories for you this morning. One is I finally bottled my port wine. I don't know if anyone remembers me reporting on it heavily back when I was fermenting the grape juice, but I produced 30 bottles of port wine, which should last me the next 5 years. And my other report I'm standing by for my very first day of class. It's French class online through Olympic College, and it's using the senior tuition waiver, which is just the best deal ever. So if anyone that's 16 and over, if you're a Washington State resident, you can get in space available into many classes that are offered in public universities and colleges. So and I was trying to get my student email activated, and it was coming up with an error when I tried to activate it. So it said, call the help desk. So I called the help desk this morning, and they looked at all the data that I sent them from the error, and they said, well, are you outside the U.S.? And I said, yes, I am. And they said, oh, well, how long will you be outside the U.S.? And I said, well, in Mexico. How long were you in Mexico? And I said, well, about another 3 weeks or so. Oh, okay. And in the States? I said, nope, nope, then I'll be in France. Oh, okay, well, how long will you be in France? I said, 2 months. And then you're coming back to the States? I said, nope, then I'm coming back to Mexico. So he said, hold, please. And they had a discussion. They said, well, we'll put you in for an exception because normally our students are local. That's my story, Jim. Thanks so much for doing the net. Back to you, WB7J.
That's not a, yeah, you're not exactly local. I was wondering about that. Well, as long as, hey, man, as long as your passport says you still live in the state of Washington, I think that should hold. So, anyway, well, yeah, thanks there, Rich, for that story. That's great, and that's really cool too that you're trying to learn French before you get there, and at least a few of the phrases and a few of the words to help you out there. But I think your friend there most likely speaks French very well, and she will probably translate for you. That would be my assumption anyway. So, okay, you take care, and we'll talk to you later. All right, we had a in and out there from Bill, and so let's go to the other Rich down in Florida, K3OE. Good morning, Rich, or good afternoon, Rich.
Jim, everyone, great to hear you. Oh, my goodness, you're doing well down here. Kind of a little bit gray, overcast so far today. Once in a while, a little bit of sun, but that's okay. So it's not so hot and miserable outside. Anyhow, boy, I fixed a delicious lunch. So I made some in the air fryer. I made roasted Brussels sprouts and peppers, and I tossed it all in butter with a whole bunch of herbs and stuff. And it only took about 12 minutes to roast it in the air fryer, and oh my goodness, did that come out good. So anyway, not much else to report here. Thanks for picking up the net. Back to you, K3OE.
Well, Rich, you always seem to have some delicious-sounding lunches. So anyway, glad that it's a little cooler down there for you, but it's not filling up the battery by 11 o'clock like you talked about last night. So you're going to have to wait a little longer and let it do its thing. All right, you have a good day down there, and hi to Polo, and we'll talk to you later too. So anyway, so 7-3 is Rich. Hey, this is Jim. K7PDZ sitting in for Rebecca this morning, and we're looking for another round of check-ins. All I need is your call sign and name, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 7, Alpha Zulu Victor, out in Tacoma.
Kilo Kilo Juliet Lima, in and up.
Okay, hold up there. I got Alec, and who was the in and out station?
KK7JL, Kilo Kilo 7, just listening. Tim, with an in and out.
Okay, good morning there, Tim. That's a cool, just listening. Okay, we got you there with your in and out. Thank you. And who else would like to join this round? Call sign and name, please.
Kilo Bravo 0, Mike Alpha India, KD0, MAI, George.
Okay, KD0. That didn't come up, George. I blew the call sign there. Would you give that to me again, please?
No problem. It's Kilo Bravo 0, Mike Alpha India, Mangy Amateur Individual. Name is George.
Okay, George. I got that one. You're in Missouri. All right. Good job. Let's see. I can eliminate my mistake there. So, okay, we got three stations so far, one in and out. So we're still looking for some more. So who else would like to join us?
Please, Kilo Golf 7. This is
KM7 BFG.
Okay, we had a couple stations there. That was a total train wreck. I got a night here, a Whiskey Gulf 7 station. All right. right. I did hear Tomas in there, so Tomas, would you give me your call sign again, please?
Yeah, it's Kilo Golf 7, Romeo Juliet, Thomas.
That's right. We got you, Tomas. And who was the other station in there? There was another one in there, too, please. Okay, let's run with this list then and go back up to Alec, KF7AZB. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing this morning? I've had a busy one so far. I've kind of been listening to the net, sort of, in and out. I kind of was getting ready, so we were talking about things that we can't talk about on the radio, like politics. Ooh, scary. Yeah, the drought situation, though, yeah, not good. I don't remember the last time I saw this many red dots on the Snowtail map. It's not good. There's a couple of not red dots, but not many. So, yeah, save your water, I guess. It's good timing that we put in a rain barrel a couple of days ago and then actually filled up a second barrel with water just because, like, some backup non-potable if we ever need it. Anyhow, yeah, otherwise I've been bouncing around the house doing a bunch of things. I've already fixed the muffler on our pressure washer. I fixed my TV antenna, the little transformer, I forgot what kind of transformer you call it, that converts it from 75 ohms to whatever else. It had really bad terminal rings on it. They stripped away and fell apart when I tightened the bulb band on them. So, replace those. And let the chickens out. I've fed the birds and talked with the squirrels and the crows and the scrub jays, and the little finches are flying around, chirping and being all happy because it's beautiful weather out there. I'm probably... I can't decide when I'm getting next. I got a bunch of things to do. I might go start really working on the car. Swap the brakes out on mine. Radiator showed up, though. Maybe I'll just start taking that out. I don't know. I'll figure it out. And hopefully everybody has a great day. KF7. What are we going to do today? Angry zebras venting.
Well, thanks, Alex. It sounds like you have a busy day and a lot of different things that you could get done today. So as long as you get some of them done, then you've had a great day. And I love it. I love it. There are a lot of things to do. You can always be successful. So good job. And we'll talk to you later. All right, we had an IO from Tim there, just listening, KK7JL. So, George in Missouri, KB0MAI. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I do well. Thank you very much, George. Is here. I'm in the Kansas City area, actually in a small town called Blue Springs. Well, not so small. And today I'm just taking a walk on a treadmill at the gym when I really should be outside enjoying this wonderful weather because it's nice and sunny out here. It's probably about 67, 68 now. So what else can you be? You can be on a treadmill with a TV in front of you watching national foosball tournaments. Very, very important to be able to watch that. And then you get to watch here some of the people that are working out on heavy weights, making all kinds of noise, which is kind of cool. You go, you think they're lifting a lot of weight? You go over there and it's 60 pounds. Full grown man. Anyhow, it's having a good day. This makes I believe the ninth date of my retirement, and I'm trying to stay busy. So I guess I'll get to check in more with you guys. I lived up there. I was married up there. I got out of the Navy up there. All in the that area. So I guess we're kind of brothers, right? So I can check in. We're kind of brothers. So he's back in that control, KB0MAI.
Well, hey, good job there, George. Keep walking in the treadmill and watching the foosball tournament. I thought that was funny. Anyway, yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, you're from the Northwest there. If you got out of the Navy here and married here and lived here, so that makes you one of us. So anyway, hey, have a good day there. Thanks for stopping by this morning and keeping us company. So 7-3s. All right, Tomas, you are up. KG7RJJ. Good morning.
KG7RJJ. Tomas. Good morning. Good morning. I have a kind of weird work day. We have some kind of training about AI, and it's too sunny outside. So when my wife asked me to drop a UPS packet, so I just decided to take my work laptop, my portable battery and radios, and go mobiling and working and lurking at the work and at the radio at the same time. So I muted my laptop and just put the closed captioning on so I can see what they talk there on the video when they lecture about the AI, and at the same time I can transmit on the radio so it's not disturbing you whatever they speak. But that's the interesting thing, concept about the AI. Other people have different preferences. I prefer to talk to humans, but sometimes I talk to AI when there's no humans to talk to, like in the middle of the night. KG7RJJ.
If you are whatever it is on AI, and you're watching the closed captioning and talking on the radio, that is truly multitasking. So, anyway, I hope that that you have a good day there, and thanks for stopping by this morning, and enjoy the sunshine and working from your, whatever you are, your car or a picnic table. Anyway, it's really nice out there. So, anyway, thanks for stopping by. 7-3s. All right, this is Jim K7PD's out, sitting in for Rebecca this morning, looking for some more check-ins. Call sign and name, please. BDC, Brooks Mobile. Hey, good morning there, Brooks. Take it away.
Well, good morning, Jim, and everyone on the net. Can I BDC, Brooks here, Mobile? I'm just passing your neighborhood here, Jim. I popped over to the reverse, and I was like, oh, he's very loud. But anyway, I am headed out to go do some work visits here. Head to the freeway now, still in Newcastle, but probably I will be up, let's see, I'll be up in Redmond and Woodinville and possibly Everett this morning. So, a little bit of running around now. I already had a busy morning here at home. Mom is here for this week and next week and this following weekend. So, that's been a lot of fun. Just getting to hang out with all the family, with the new baby being here. And then next weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend, my sister will be here. And then it is my great-aunt's 80th birthday, so my mom's aunt. And so a whole bunch of my mom's brothers and sisters and a bunch of my cousins are going to be in town. And I don't get to see a lot of those people very often because they live, a lot of them live all over, like up in Alaska and different places. So I get to see a bunch of family, and there's a bunch of new babies. My cousin that lives up in Burlington just had a baby, I think about a week after us. And so that will be fun. We'll be bringing Miss Elizabeth. And my sister's coming up, and a lot of our family hasn't met her little one. So it'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it all. So thanks for doing the net, Jim. Radio waves over to Jane, 731-K9-BDC.
Wow, Brooks, it sounds like you have quite the social calendar coming up next. So, yeah, my mom came out to help us when our daughter was born, and she stayed for about a month, and it was a big help. Yeah, that's always great, but you've got more family coming in for an 80th birthday party and all that good stuff, so, hey, that's great getting to see all the family again. So, thanks for stopping by this morning, and you have a good day at work, and hi to Megan and Elizabeth there for us. So, anyway, you take care. We'll talk to you later. All right, this is Jim K7PDZ looking for some more check-ins on this morning's net. Call sign and name, please.
Oh.
try that one again. I don't know what the, you know, we have a little problem here, so I didn't get any of your call sign. Try it again.
We'll try that one again. November 7, Uniform Romeo Hotel. It's Mike.
UN7URH, why don't you take it away there, Mike? We're just going to take it one at a time from now on. N7URH, good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning to you and Ned. I'm just packing up my part of my shack here, getting my computer and such and packed up. I'm heading down to PDX land, which is a computer game event that's been happening for, I want to say close to 26 years or so. I'm not sure when the first one happened. I think it was close to 2000, though. I've been going down there since 05. And it used to happen in Portland, but now it happens up in Ridgefield at the Clark County Event Center. So that's where I'm heading down for the weekend. Going to meet up with, it's an 800-seat LAN party, so like 750 of my computer gaming friends down there. It used to be it's grown from like 500 man to, it's grown. All that good stuff. Stopping off at my mom's place to have her take care of Lulu for the weekend. So I'm packing up all the dog stuff and all my computer stuff, and my shack looks like it's got a big, huge hole in it from where my server-sized computer lives, but that's, a new case for that, but that's a whole other story. Anyways, I just started checking and say hi to people, and it was good seeing people out there at the Rhino Shine last weekend and all that good stuff, and I'm just heading out to Portland here and taking a weekend of vacation, so talk to you guys on the flip side. N7URH, everybody have a good weekend and such.
Hey, that sounds really cool, Mike. You're going to have a good time down there in PDX land. So, Mom's going to take care of the dog for you. And Lola, isn't it? Lola? Yeah, something like that. anyway, good job. So you have fun down there and with 750 of your closest friends. So, should be good. So, anyway, take care. And drive safe, and we'll talk to you when you get back. So, who else would like to join us this morning? Call sign and name, please. This is Jim, K7PDZ.
KX2CW.
Good morning, Joe. Take it away. How are you?
All right. I'm going to do an experiment here. There's the experiment. Yeah, no difference. I changed my output power by a factor of 10, and I know I'm doing something right because there's no difference whatsoever. I'm also listening to my talk back at a fairly high volume in my shack, which is distracting. But anyway, let's see. Oh, I didn't look to see if the mountain is out. Darn it, I was going to take a quick look out the window, because there it is. If I look out my window, south-southeast of me, it's the world's ninth most dangerous stratovolcano. It's on the top 10 list. Dangerous stratovolcanoes on the planet Earth. It's a lovely planet, don't you think? I think more people are realizing that than even before, because they've been watching video feeds from the astronauts. And, the moon is a nice, it's very cool that we have the moon. Life probably wouldn't exist on Earth if it weren't for the tides, the littoral zones of the oceans of the Earth, which are covering most of the planet, and kind of like an experiment. When you cycle it and 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 cycle it for hundreds and thousands of millions of years, and you get us. That wasn't a mistake. Poor planet. Right now it's a lovely place. The moon is cool, but the moon is pretty dead. The moon is what a planet looks like when there's no life. And the Earth is so far the only one like Earth that we know about. So take care, everybody. I've been reading, and I'm about to sneeze. So KX2CW, Joan on Broadway, back to you.
Well, thanks there, Joan. Hey, just looking out the window here at the QTH here in South Bellevue, I am willing to bet money. I'm willing to bet upwards of 25 cents that the mountain is definitely out. So that's how sure I am today. So, even though I have no empirical proof of that, my having an actual visual on it. Just the circumstances say it's out. So, thanks, Jim. You have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, this is Jim, K7PD's out. Who else wants to join us this morning? Call sign and name, please.
KM7DST, Tyler.
Yeah, it's you.
Okay, we got the KM7DFG, and we've got KJ7RMU. We got Tyler and Jack there, so what did I do wrong? We're kind of taking them one at a time here. So Tyler, KM7DFG, good morning. Where are you located? And take it away.
Hey everyone, yes, this is Tyler, KM7DFG. I am in University Place. Still trying to get used to it. I just moved down here for 6 weeks for my girlfriend's medical school rotation. Usually in Seattle, so I keep calling it University District, but it's actually University Place near Tacoma. And yeah, I've been enjoying this Airbnb that we've been in. We're overlooking Puget Sound, so I've been seeing whales out there. It's been very awesome to see that and just enjoying the weather out here. This is KM7DFG.
Well, hey, that sounds like a cool place to be staying there temporarily, Tyler. So, yeah, great, great. Okay. Well, yeah, thanks for, you said your girlfriend or your wife is in a rotation there in some hospital, so that's cool. All right, good job. So thanks for stopping by this morning, and enjoy the weather here. So, all right, Jack, you're up, KS7RMU.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Good morning, Joan and Tyler and everybody else this morning. Great to hear you, Jim. Thank you very much for filling in for Rebecca. Much appreciated. And Tyler, great to hear about your very slow road trip. And Jim, he's going to be, they will be actually going across country at some point, you know, eventually. And every 6 weeks they change locations, so it can be very interesting to hear more reports from him. Anyway, really excited about the Artemis II splashdown tomorrow. Coverage starts around 3:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and about a 6-minute blackout, apparently, something like that. About 90 minutes later, they'll splash down off the coast of San Diego. Welcome home, hams. Three of the crew are hams, and Christina has not got her ticket yet. So, Christina, when you get back, here we go. Anyway, back to you, Jim. Everybody have a fantastic day. It's just fantastic outside. K7PDZ, KI7RMU.
Well, thanks, though, Jack. I knew it was Friday and everything, but about 3 o'clock, okay, we'll have to keep the TV on tomorrow. Jen and I watched a lot of it as they were doing the slingshot around the moon and when they went into the 40-minute blackout there and everything, so... it's really hard to find that channel on TV. We had to get to it by a roundabout way. It wasn't just in our channel listing. we couldn't say moon shot or Artemis or any of that.